Today, we will read Luke chapter 7, verses 31 through 50. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, help us to understand what it is that you are saying, what you are teaching us. Help us to understand more about who you are and how we should relate to you. Teach us today, Lord, through your word. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 7, verses 31 through 50. Jesus went on to say, "To what then can I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling out to each other, 'We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not cry.' For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, 'He is a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say, 'Ah, here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is proved right by all her children. When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. A woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. So she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. As she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, 'If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner.' Jesus answered him, 'Simon, I have something to tell you.' 'Tell me, teacher,' he said. 'Two people owed money to a certain money lender. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back. So he forgave the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more?' Simon replied, 'I suppose the one who had the bigger debt forgiven.' 'You have judged correctly,' Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, 'Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little.' Then Jesus said to her, 'Your sins are forgiven.' The other guests began to say among themselves, 'Who is this who even forgives sins?' Jesus said to the woman, 'Your faith has saved you. Go in peace.'" All right. In today's reading, Jesus continues to teach the people. And here he asks a question. What can I compare this generation to, these people who are listening to me and hearing my words, but not believing and following? And he points out that The people seem to have a very hypocritical and inconsistent view. John the Baptist came being very, very strict, not eating certain foods, not drinking wine, and yet they said, "Oh, he's a demon, he's a bad person." Yet here Jesus is. He eats the foods, he drinks, he actually even spends time with bad people, and so they condemn him and say, "Oh, he's a glutton, he's a drunk, he's a friend of these bad people." We need to judge differently and not just look at certain, whether we are, people are following strict religious practices, but looking at their heart. Are they following and obeying God? We need to spend our time understanding that and realizing that we need to judge differently. And I think we see that illustrated in the next story, where Jesus goes to this Pharisee's house, a teacher of the law. He's invited over for dinner. And while he is there, a woman comes. Now, this woman has a very bad reputation. Everyone in the town knows her and knows her past and knows that she is not a good woman. She has done many things that are wrong, and everyone seems to know it. And so, when she comes in, begins to cry over Jesus, and wiping his feet with her tears and her hair. The Pharisee looks at it and says, "Oh, this is a bad woman. What is Jesus doing letting her touch him?" And the Pharisee thinks, "Okay, Jesus is not really a prophet. If he really were from God, he would know this woman and know that this woman is not someone to be associated with." Jesus, however, has a different perspective. And once again, we need to look at the world through the eyes of Jesus and see things as he sees them. For Jesus, as he looks at her, he knows that she has done things that are wrong. But he can also see her heart, and her heart has led her to him, has broken so much that she is crying. She is crying over him, realizing the wrong that she has done. She is wiping his hair, or wiping his feet with her hair. And so she is doing this, pouring out expensive perfume, doing all of this out of love, out of worship. Why? Because she longs for forgiveness, and she is grateful for it. Jesus tells the story of a man who two people borrow money from. One of them borrows 500 denarii, the other 50. Now, a denarii would be equivalent to a day's wages. And so one of them owes him over a year and a half, almost 2 years' worth of salary. The other person, a couple months' worth. It's not nearly as significant. But neither of them are able to repay the debt. The man forgives both of the debts, says, "Okay, you owe me nothing," and wipes it clean. Which one is going to be more thankful? Yeah, they will both be thankful and grateful. But the one who was forgiven and released of such a large debt is going to be much more thankful than the one who was forgiven of just a little bit. Jesus says the same goes for this woman. Yes, she has done many bad things, but when she is forgiven, she loves more because she has sensed and seen how much mercy she was shown. She understands how great that forgiveness is. And so she loves. As Jesus teaches, he's pointing out that yes, people often do bad things. They do things they shouldn't do. But when they come to Jesus and receive forgiveness, they worship, they love, they're grateful. Then there are others who live their lives and think, oh, I'm good. I don't need to be forgiven. Their level of love is a lot less. But also, they are missing something. They are missing the truth that all of us need to be forgiven. You see, this Pharisee probably thought, oh, I've done lots of good things. I've never done these big things that she has done. So I'm good. I don't need to be forgiven. But even he does. He just doesn't realize it. See, each of us, if we saw things through God's eyes, each of us are more like this woman who had done many bad things. We are most like her. Even though we don't see it, we look at our own lives and think, oh, I am better than he is, than that person over there. They're a very bad person. But compared to them, I'm very good. The problem is, we are not to compare ourselves to other people. Instead, we must look at our lives and evaluate or decide, are we good or bad compared to God? And when I compare my life to God, oh, wow, I am definitely like this woman. I am very sinful. And it doesn't even have to be big sins. It can be small things. But every day, I find myself having to ask forgiveness for small things, for little sins that creep into my life that I don't really see at first. But then as I look back, I'm like, okay, yes, I did not obey God in this situation. I had a bad attitude. I didn't do what he told me to, or I did what he told me not to. Even small things. But even a little bit of sin is enough to separate us from God and needs God's kindness and mercy for forgiveness. And so we should be like that woman, grateful, crying, worshiping God, knowing that we have received forgiveness for our sins that we can never earn. We have received that freely, a gift of love from Jesus, who gave himself to buy our forgiveness. He gave himself for us to be our sacrifice so that we could be forgiven. And that is just incredible and leads me to worship, leads me to love, and leads me to want to share that with others. Lord, I pray that you would help us today to understand how much you have forgiven us. Help us to understand how great your mercy is. That whether we see ourselves as big sinners or as little sinners, that we haven't done a lot wrong, help us to see that even those small sins need to be forgiven. That even those small sins separate us from you. And that we need your mercy and forgiveness to come before you. But Lord, you offer mercy. You offer forgiveness freely if we will come in faith. So Lord, we worship you and we love you and we thank you for the forgiveness that you give. Help us to see things through your eyes today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.